These conferences are held periodically, not every year, not even every 2 years, but whenever the host country is ready. It's an opportunity to showcase whichever host country has been picked, and it's also an opportunity for leaders from countries with Muslim majority populations to talk about economic investment, also to talk about political issues that are important to the Islamic world. It's called the Organization for the Islamic Conference. And so this year it will be taking place in Senegal in the capital, Dakar, and there have been a lot of preparations. It has already been pushed back several times because the preparations were not ready. And it has been an opportunity for the government here because it received a lot of funding to improve its infrastructure. But it's also highlighted a lot of problems here because a lot of money seems to have been spent, but a lot of the construction is actually still taking place and a lot of the projects have not been finished.
This is the Islamic conference in Africa, but do you think they'll focus a bit on the conflict in Iraq?
Well, any conference which involves countries dominated by Islamic countries is obviously focusing on questions from the Islamic world, including Iraq. The Palestinian question will also be discussed, of course. But this type of conference is not really to make any bold political statements. It's more to show the unity of Islamic countries. It's an organization which is dominated by the oil-rich monarchies in the Gulf, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain. Those are several of the countries, Qatar. Those are several of the countries that are really behind this organization and that have spent a lot of money trying to help Senegal. Senegal hosted this conference in 1992 and was very happy to be picked again to host it this year. There will be representatives from more than 50 countries. One notable absentee will be Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, who doesn't really participate in the events of this conference for whatever reason. And there will be at least 5,000 delegates. So it will be a big deal, but it won't be really a political conference per se with any important summitry going on. There is a little side summit which is trying to be prepared between the leaders of Sudan and Chad. That border region has been very unstable, and so any meeting between governments from those two countries could be interesting to help solve the problems along that region.
You mentioned a bit about Sudan over there. Is the fighting in Sudan and Somalia going to be at any point a point of discussion, do you think?
Yes, as I said, the political questions of the day, and you're right to bring up Somalia. That's another important issue, another country which is very Islamic and which has a lot of problems right now. So obviously that will be discussed again. But I'd like to underline that politics is not really the only order of the day in these types of conferences. It's more about economic expansion, sharing oil wealth between Muslim-dominated countries. It's about improving economic infrastructures, starting up new networks of business environments so that they call it the Islamic Ummah, the community of Islamic countries, so that this community can be strengthened and can do business a separate way, not necessarily the American way, not necessarily the French way, the former colonial power in many areas here, not necessarily the Chinese way. China is coming in and with a lot of construction projects of its own and a lot of resource contracts. This is the Islamic way. It's another way, and Africa basically takes all the help it can get, and this is why Senegal is very happy to be hosting this conference. And again, there is a lot of the preparations are being made at the last minute, so who knows how it will go off, but there's a sense of nervousness that you can feel among the hosts, the Senegalese hosts, because they really want this to be a success.